Hey, that Sports Gamer Show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Hello, and welcome to another special edition of That Sports Gamer Show. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my New Jersey co-host, Rich Grisham.
Yeah. Hello.
My other East Coast in Halifax, Nova Scotia co-host, Greg Seward.
I got an hour on all of you.
And also the man who loves James Chilton, Pete Dodd himself.
Legend.
Hi.
The legendary Pete Dodd. Not the legendary James Chilton. I don't know who that is. Moving right along. The reason I've assembled this all-star cast is to talk about the Vita. Did you guys know nearly exactly 9 months ago the Vita launched?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
As of today, in North America, it has been 9 months and 2 days.
Damn.
What about for maybe the special kind of geek who got the first edition bundle?
And 9 days.
I completely forgot about the first edition bundle.
That was the one that came out like a week or early or something like that.
Yep.
I did not get that bundle. I don't even think I pre-ordered it. I think I walked into a store the day that it came out and actually bought one.
Yep. That's what I did.
I don't know how you pulled that off with the sales being so crazy.
I waited till my tax return check came back in, and then I went and got it.
I was actually on my way to buy my second 3DS, but they didn't have any in stock, so I got a Vita instead.
Did you ever get that second 3DS?
Yeah, 3DS XL.
Because I'm actually debating to getting a second 3DS XL so my son and I can
We're
play.
turning this into a 3DS show.
So my son and I can play co-op Super Mario, but
Look at
I
that.
digress.
Why aren't you guys playing co-op games on the Vita?
Well,
There are
because
co-op games on the Vita?
I mean, there's games on the Vita.
Okay.
You can, like, get high scores, I guess. But, yeah, I'm famously known for buying a Vita game before having a Vita. Well,
Which
they had that really good deal on MLB 12.
game?
If you bought two, it was like $80 rather than
Yeah.
100 or something it would cost alone. And also, the Vita has the cutest game cases, right, guys?
They are adorable.
They're like
Adorable,
little
yes.
mini real game cases with a little card inside.
And a very, 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 very small actual game. Dangerously small.
Yes, like lost
Yeah.
in the underneath the couch small.
Exactly.
That's why you got to get a cool case to fit it in nicely. All right. Since everybody voted that Pete will start this off, Pete,
Oh, jeez.
what is your favorite thing about your Vita? Your
My
specific Vita, not Vita in general, just Vita.
Your
I got like a cool little stickery thing on mine. It's special.
My favorite thing about the Vita,
Aside from the name and the cool cases.
this is gonna, I guess, fly in the face of the general perception of it, but I really love the game library. I feel like no matter what type of game I want to play, I probably own it and it's pretty good. So that would be my favorite thing about the Vita.
Is there a game you don't own?
There are games I don't own, but as of today, there isn't a game that came out in North America that I haven't at least rented. So I've
Good
played
Lord,
everything.
man.
Have you platinumed any Vita games?
I haven't. I've actually been putting my wife to work on Plants vs. Zombies, and she's at about 85% right now, so that's going to be the first Vita platinum.
I
But yeah,
don't think I don't
that's
think sorry.
I was just gonna say that that's the downside to playing, you know, like 60 or 70 Vita games is you don't necessarily get to finish all of them.
I just can't see platinuming anything. It just seems like such a daunting task. It's almost it's like demotivational to look at all the stuff you have to do to platinum a game.
It can be, unless you're playing The Walking Dead.
I was just gonna say, yeah.
Is that on the Vita?
No,
Oh, it
but
should be.
it's just you just play through the game and you get a platinum at the end. There's no like
Ah.
if you finish the game, there's no way to not get the platinum. So
Well, can you remote play it?
I don't think so.
Is remote play a thing anymore?
Mind not blown.
Really.
I think it is.
They're trying to implement it with the HD collection games, but they did that for about 2 weeks and haven't heard anything about it since.
Right. Wait,
can I use this as the rearview mirror in Gran Turismo? Or is that only the PSP?
Jesus, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it's about 7 years ago.
Useless feature.
I've never platinumed a game, so I might have to get Plants vs. Zombies. Or Jetpack Joyride.
I just might have to steal Pete's ID so that I can claim platinum once Arne actually does platinum it for him.
You know how many problems you would get if you tried to do that?
more than it'd probably be worth it.
I think you'd have to format your card, send your PlayStation into Sony to get them to reformat that. They'll probably charge you about $60. Then you can get it back, get the platinum achievement, and then try to do all that again to get your name back on it.
And yet, that's still probably easier than me actually finding a game to platinum on my Vita.
But I mean, it's Plants vs. Zombies.
Never played Plants vs. Zombies.
Resistance Burning Skies, actually, I have the platinum on. I forgot about that. That's another one that if you beat the game and you have to play one online match, if you do that, then you get the platinum.
Those are the same guys who made the new Blops game, right?
Yes.
Blops.
The historic Blops game.
Cod Blops 2?
Yeah, the 30-ish Metacritic rating game on the Vita.
Quite possibly the most talked about Vita game.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's a good sign. But see, Rich, if you were smart like me, the whole reason I did this podcast was to make a list of Vita games to get. Plants vs. Zombies, Jetpack Joyride. Not real games, but on the list now.
Mutant Blobs Attack.
Yeah, definitely Mutant
Blobs Attack. That's the only one you need.
All right, do I get any of these free with PlayStation Plus?
Yes.
Yeah, Mutant Blobs Attack.
Yep.
Blobs
Attack. He's writing it down. That's awesome. It's going to be the best episode ever.
Well, if I type, I sound like pause. This.
There you go. Can't read my own writing.
Oh, wait, can I get all those games on my iPod except Mutant Blobs Attack? Or am I thinking Monsters Ate My Condo?
No, the other two games you mentioned, yeah, are on the iPod.
And I'm pretty sure platinumed those over there.
Are they optimized for the Vita? Like, is there specific Vita-esque stuff happening with Plants vs. Zombies that makes it better or different than the other platforms?
The only thing that is different, and it's small, but it actually, I miss it when I do play it on my phone, is when you're collecting sun in Plants vs. Zombies, you can just sort of tilt the system really quickly, and it just shoots all of the sun up.
Ooh.
And so you don't have to tap all over the screen. And whenever I play on my phone, I start tilting my phone, and I'm like, why the hell isn't this picking this up? Well, but otherwise, it's all the same content and all of that. It's really the only reason that I bought it was to get trophies for it.
Because I play, and especially recently, over the last month, I've played a ton of FIFA on several platforms.
Right.
I played it a lot on the 360. I played it quite a bit on the Wii U in the last week because I had a review for Games Radar for that. And I've also played a lot of FIFA 13 on the Vita. And my favorite platform to play that game is the Vita because of the when you want to aim for the goal, you just tap the rear touchpad in the spot where you want to shoot it. That alone makes the game better than any other platform I've ever played. That's why I ask about some of those other games.
I could see that because when I play FIFA on a console, I just generally kick the ball right over the crossbar every single time.
At least two stories above it for me.
Sure. Yeah. And this removes that altogether. Like, the only way that you can do that is if you hold down on that spot for about 5 seconds. But it even gives you, an indicator. Like, if you hold it the right amount of time, it's green. If you hold it a little too much, it's yellow. And way too much, it's red. Like, it's perfect. And it completely changes the game for me. The other thing is, on a corner kick, you can just tap the guy you want to tap it to. It's another huge problem with the regular console games on corner kicks. You just kick the ball and hope it goes somewhere. But on the Vita, it actually works beautifully. I love it.
And you can pass in the space so much easier, too, just if you're pushing the ball up and you know, you want to lead a guy, you just tap on the field where you want to hit the ball to, instead of like, because I play it on the Vita and the PS3, and the PS3, it is almost impossible to locate it sort of perfectly in open yep. space.
You're talking about like a leading pass? That'd be, yeah. That's what you're saying? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know that all of the terms. I'm new to this whole soccer thing. I've
It's just like hockey without the ice.
Really. Can you exactly. can you yell at the Vita and be like, through ball?
Through ball.
Or does that not work?
Vita's only half as powerful as the Microsoft Kinect.
Does it explain the offside rule to you every time you go up the field?
Well, they always show you the line, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Greg, what is your favorite thing about the Vita?
Oh, wow.
How do you set the time on your Vita? Is there a special one for you guys?
Yeah, Atlantic time, man. Come on.
I've literally never heard of this thing till tonight.
Oh. Ouch. I like, as far as the hardware goes, I don't really have a favorite aspect of it. I just think it's really, really nice hardware. I'd say probably, I guess, the screen is the nicest, the most impressive thing to me. And I also just love the fact that I'm a big fan of the whole digital distribution on portable platforms. I think that's definitely the way to go. I love that I can take this thing with me and I've got like 20 games just right there, as opposed to carrying around 20 cartridges with me. Which was always a problem with, you know, in the Game Boy years. It's like, well, I'm going on a trip and I have all these little cartridges all over the place, and kind of sucked. But I'd say that's probably my favorite aspect of it, is just the whole digital distribution thing.
I want to change my answer to Greg's answer.
And I just totally pulled that out of my ass. I wasn't prepared at all. So,
well played. All right, Rich. Don't steal mine, Rich.
Well, I was actually going to say a variation on Greg, so I immediately started thinking of something else, and actually brought me to actually the real answer, which is the Vita. I feel like it was made for me because it is not a iPad or an iPhone. It's got sticks and triggers and touch, and it is just built for the kind of games that I like to play, which are sports games and action games and racing games.
And no PlayStation games.
I haven't found a fun sports game on any iPad or iPhone other than, you know, the game like New Star Soccer, but not a true simulation game or even an action game. I just love the package. Like I said, the sticks, the triggers, the touch screen, the front, the back. It's a machine designed for games, not for 15 other things. Although it can do 15 other things, it's got gaming as its core DNA. That's my favorite thing about it.
Excellent, because you know
that's a pretty good answer.
Yeah, it was. Can I change my answer again?
Sirich, I was all worried you were going to steal my answer.
Okay.
Which, because I only own two games in the system, one being MLB 12. Well, actually, I think I own what's this thing called? Hustle Pro Pool. Hustle Kings. Yes, yeah. That's a really good game. Let's get serious.
It is. It's gorgeous.
But I love the cross-save ability in MLB 12, where I can play on my Vita, send it over via the cloud to my PS3, and continue playing over there. Might be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it makes me sad, though, because no other game takes advantage of that. No other sports game does. The few sports games that came out, like Madden doesn't take advantage of that, FIFA doesn't take advantage of that, and that would have... That would have made me buy those on the PS3, like I did MLB, obviously, on the PS3. Of course, you can't buy it on any other system. But I think that's a big missed opportunity, is that they don't do that for the other big-time sports games.
Or really across the platform in general. I mean, there are some, you know, there are cross-buy games, and there are games that share save files, like Sound Shapes and stuff like that.
Oh,
but it's
God,
definitely not something they take advantage of enough.
Wait, Sound Shapes is on a PS3?
Yep.
I did not know that. Sound Shapes, by the way.
You actually own it. If you own the Vita version, you own the PS3 version.
Not only do I own it, my son plays it every day.
It was a spectacular game.
He loves it, and he loves building levels. The levels that this kid builds, he's five. I'm like blown away by him. And by the way, Pete, he loves some of the levels that you've made as well. He plays them on a regular basis. Sound Shapes is one of the absolute coolest experiences I've ever had, and the fact that it translates to my son has made him love video games is just spectacular. I love that game and everything about it. The music, the visuals, the creator, the creative abilities you have, it's just so good.
It is. It's one of the few games where you feel it sort of makes you feel cool without it being like a violence kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like I like games like Hitman and whatnot because it's like, oh, I took that guy out and now I feel like I have some sort of fake swagger. But like that game actually, it's almost like this weird hipster cool, which sounds bad, but it's like, it's just so like the art is so cool, the music so good, and you're playing it and you're like, this isn't nerdy somehow. This is actually kind of neat.
How much is Sound Shapes? Is that one of them like full priced games?
No, it's just $15, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go buy it if you don't own it.
Sweet, on the list. I don't get it free with my PlayStation Plus membership.
No.
Nope.
Wait, but if you have PlayStation Plus, you still get like discounts, right? Or is
you
that only on some things?
On some things.
Yeah. Although the thing with PlayStation Plus that's been happening a lot is like if there's anything you're really interested in, if you wait a month, chances are you'll get a discount on it eventually.
I mean, I should get PlayStation Plus, right?
Absolutely. Yes. TJ, absolutely. You, as a person who plays lots of games and has time to play games, the fact that you don't already have it is a mistake. You should get it the first second you can once this show is over. Go get it.
I mean,
plus, you'll like immediately triple your PS Vita collection. So
yeah. I'm even thinking of getting it because the only reason I don't have it is because my PlayStation 3, which is a launch day PS3, does not like my wireless router at all.
Ugh.
And so I rarely turn on my PS3 these days. So when I play things, it's typically on my 360 or my 3DS or Vita. And the PlayStation Plus recently became available for the Vita, and I'm pretty sure the first chance that I'm able to do it, I'll just grab it because I do have my Vita with me all the time, and I play it on a regular basis. And the value, I mean, such a great value of PlayStation Plus, so much better than what Microsoft gives you with Xbox Live. It's not even comparable, really.
I mean, there's not really value to Xbox Live when you really think about it.
No.
Like, just to play with your friends in games.
Right, which the value of that is debatable.
And which I play sports games with my friends, which EA pays for the servers. So I'm not really sure what I'm paying Microsoft for.
Yeah, I pay for the right to have my games that just get disconnected half the time.
But Rich, if you have a drill, have a bunch of network cable, we can wire this thing up for you.
That's true, we can.
Though it's funny, my wireless works on my PlayStation, but I have an old Xbox, so I had to run a wire out there for that.
Let's get one of those awesome wireless adapters.
That thing was like $100.
Yeah, I bought one of those once.
I could drill two holes and run a wire. Cost me nothing. Though the connectors for the wire cost, so I guess that's something. All right, so we're at Plants vs. Zombies, Jetpack Joyride, Mutant Blobs Attack, and Sound Shapes.
For starters.
Just for people that are keeping track. And I get Golden Abyss free this month with PlayStation Plus?
Yep. Do you have either of the FIFA games, TJ?
No.
Because you should have FIFA 13.
The first one wasn't really a full game. I'm just making this up because I never played them. The first one was really a full game, and I spend way too much time playing FIFA on my Xbox. I think my wife would kill me if she saw me in bed playing more FIFA.
Well, you can take it, in your car out in the driveway. She wouldn't see you.
I mean, it'd be 2 o'clock in the morning. That would be a little more awkward. I think I'd rather get yelled at for being in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning playing my Vita than you're really sitting in my car at 2 o'clock in the morning. All right. Let's go back to Pete. Because Rich wanted...
Don't screw this one up.
Rich wanted some sort of rundown, so... Pete's on the bottom of my list, so... That's because he's in special away status. All right, Pete, what is your biggest gripe with the Vita so far? And please... Please say the game library so you can have it for both.
Yeah, there's no games for this one at all. Now, my biggest gripe, and it's an easy target, and you guys are all probably going to go, damn. But my biggest gripe is the price of games. In general, I feel like everything should be $10 less than it is. So, you know, the $40, you know, like Need for Speed, whatever, should be $30. And then the $30 games like Katamari or Mod Nation Racer should be $20. And then, you know, I feel, at least at that level, obviously the $10 game shouldn't be free. Well, I don't know. That'd be nice for us. But
hey, well, I will say that there's a free game that I played a lot of. The MotorStorm RC game was totally free and absolutely a blast, and I still play it all the time.
Yeah, that was very awesome.
I think your taste in racing games, sir, is suspect. Just gonna say that. Sorry.
And obviously the memory prices are absurd,
ridiculous.
And there isn't enough memory, because I am at the point now where my 32 gigabyte card does not fit like 2/3 of what I own.
That's perfect.
And that's kind of a, they made it perfectly. Of a Pete issue, though. It's not really.
That's not widespread, but I am ready for the 64 gigabyte.
They got to get those holiday sales in. They've worked it just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think $20 is the magic number. I try to wait till everything's $20.
I wonder if that wouldn't, like, fix the system sales issue. I mean, the system's overpriced for what it is. No, I shouldn't say that. I'm going to backpedal on that. It's not overpriced for what it is. It's overpriced for what I think the market's willing to pay for it.
Yes. I think the Black Friday deals prove that. So, sorry to interrupt you, but
yeah,
like NeoGAF, who generally hates the Vita, all of a sudden was frothing at the mouth to buy it when they could get it for $180 on Amazon.
They're frothing at the hand grew.
I almost bought one, a second one, for no reason. Just because the price was so good.
I mean, I think that sort of proves in a lot of ways that the biggest problem is the price.
Absolutely. And Sony is in such dire straits right now that they can't afford to do what Nintendo did. Because, I mean, Nintendo already learned all this, right? Like, they already learned that the market's not ready for a $250 handheld.
Right.
And they were able to respond by dropping the price. But Sony's not really in that position. But maybe if they dropped the price of the games by $10 each, it would change. If there was a decent library of games out there for $20 suggested retail price, I really think it would help.
Yeah, I was just looking at Amazon. Sure. Like, Lumines is $16. Mod Nation Racers is $20.
Well, Greg Seward told me that was a terrible game, though, so I can't get that.
It is, but...
I mean, hey. Rayman Origins? No, that's 32. Never mind. Screw Rayman Origins. Resistance Burning Skies, also 30, so forget about that.
But, I mean,
that.
You know, you drop those game prices to impulse buy levels and just watch the sales go up.
Yeah,
you know, it's a good point, too, because, like, I have walked in and out of GameStops probably 10 times in the last 6 months without buying a Vita game, just because I didn't realize it until you just said it, Pete, because the games are just like $10 too much. Like, I'm not willing to take a $50 chance on Little Big Planet.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big chance to take, you know. And
well, good. Especially it's only 40 now.
Especially because for like another $10 or another $15, you could be getting something that you know you're going to like on one of the big boy consoles. Yep. You know. Mm-hmm.
That's why the grouping of MLB 12, the PS3 and Vita version, was brilliant. It made me buy a game for a system I didn't own.
Well, you knew the show has been brilliant for how long now? You know, you knew it was going to be really good. It was just a question of, is it going to be the best baseball game you've ever played, or is it just going to be super amazing?
Yeah, that's why I'm already leading to PS4 over Xbox, whatever.
If there is a PS4.
I mean,
dun, dun, dun.
If not, you know what? MLB 13 is still going to be the best video baseball game out there.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait. No. Virtua Tennis 4 is still $28. God damn it.
It's a good game, though. That's worth $28.
It's gorgeous, too.
I mean, Hot Shots Golf, I think I paid $27 for.
Hot Shots Golf is fantastic.
That might be the best game I've ever bought. All right. So, Greg, what is your biggest gripe aside from price? Unless you just want me to skip you. Since
I just
want
to take Pete's answer. No.
Also, 141 right now for Hot Shots Golf, Uncharted Golden Abyss, and a 32 gigabyte card.
That is pretty nice.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money though, right?
Well, yeah, but those memory cards are so expensive.
It's ridiculous.
For no good reason. This is kind of like where Pete was saying how there's not a big enough memory card because he buys way too many games. This is kind of along the same lines for me as far as my biggest issue with the thing goes. I feel like the Vita, I know it's a great little system. I know it's got good games. I know it's got a decent library building. And for me, it's becoming the PSP all over again. Mm. I have a nice little library of PSP games. They're all good games. You know, okay, decent to good games. And I barely ever played any of them.
Mm.
And the Vita has kind of fallen into that space for me where I'll pick up, something new comes out on the 3DS and I'll sit down and play through it. Something new comes out on the three big boy consoles, I'll sit down and play through those. Something new comes out on the Vita, and I'll have to hum and haw about whether I want to buy it. And then if I do buy it, it kind of just sits in my system, and I don't really play it. And I know that's more of a me problem than a problem with the system, but I don't know what it's like an intangible thing, and I don't know what it is. But it just feels like the Vita, just like the PSP, is kind of sitting right outside the core game consoles for some reason. And I don't know how to describe it other than that. I don't know if that Sony doesn't do a good enough job hyping things up, making me excited about their library, making me excited about their system. Because you never hear about the Vita anymore.
Yeah. I don't think you're alone in that. I think there is a decent amount of people who aren't necessarily a target market for the Vita, you know, like where they just, if they want a console experience, they're going to play it on a console. If they want a handheld experience, they're looking for more of the, you know, standard Nintendo, you know, like what Nintendo offers. And the PSP and the Vita is somewhere in between, where I love that in between area, but I can totally understand somebody being like, I don't need that.
You just nailed it. That's exactly that is exactly where what I'm getting at, and that is exactly what I should have been saying. And I know that our mutual co-host Mike will be pissed off to hear me say this, but both times they've sold their handhelds as offering a console experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that if I want a console experience, I get a console experience on their console.
It loses in that, like, if you're putting the Vita up against the PS3 and the 360, the Vita loses every time.
Every time, yeah.
If you put it up against the 3DS and, like, an iPhone, it fares a lot better.
It's no contest. It's not even close. Like, if you play any of the games that we have been talking about on the PS, on the Vita, and then you look at them on any other platform, it's not even a contest.
Right. Sports games specifically. I mean, the DS and the 3DS. I mean, I actually haven't had a 3DS in the last year, but I'm assuming it hasn't improved.
Gotten better.
The DS, just sports games are always garbage on it. And and sports games are garbage on the iPhone and the iPad, and sports games, the few sports that have decided to migrate over to the Vita are all pretty amazing. Even the crappy, like Madden's kind of crappy, but it's still amazing in a lot of ways.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with the second half of that. I don't think it's crappy at all. I think it's probably better than any PS2 Madden ever.
Yeah.
And it's as good as Madden up until last year, meaning, you know, as good, it's better than Madden. It's better than last year's Madden, especially after the patch, because they tightened up a few things that were a problem. It's an excellent Madden football game. Unfortunately, to Greg's point, I just, for whatever reason, haven't felt compelled to play a whole lot of Madden, because when I play my Vita, I just kind of want a different sort of experience.
Yeah. And when you want to play Madden, you play it on a console.
I do, but I also see the thing is, like, it's a very personal thing, because I'm in an online Madden league, so I play two Madden games a week. That's all the Madden I want.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the other problem, right? But FIFA, I'm playing like a maniac on the Vita, because, as I mentioned, number one, it's my favorite platform to play it, and number two, I'm not in an online league, so I'm not, like, compelled to play it, you know, in other words. So it's a very personal kind of a thing, but that's really ties back to Greg's point, which is your own view of the system really is very heavily skewed towards your, you know, exactly how many systems you have and what your lifestyle is. And it's a very personal thing as opposed to a console experience, which tends to be, no matter what, tethered to a television and a very similar experience for everybody who uses it.
For sure. And like, I think you can take it even further because I don't travel. I used to travel a lot for work. I don't anymore. So that whole aspect is right out. But like, even when you look at something like, say, Assassin's Creed, where, you know, they did sort of a side story on the Vita rather than a port of Assassin's Creed 3, that's great. But you're still just trying to give me the Assassin's Creed experience that I can get with Assassin's Creed 3. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
I think that you kind of have to have the balls to go for kind of what Nintendo does with their portable stuff, which is like looking at, say, the Mario and Luigi RPG series. It's a DS series. It's a Game Boy series. Same with Pokemon, right? Like, those are huge franchises for them, but it's not like the side story comes out on the 3DS while everything else is on the Wii or the Wii U, right? It's and that, I think, drives you to play those games. At least for me, it drives me to play those games because you have to get that experience.
Mm.
And they're full-on 3DS experiences or DS experiences as opposed to what I could be playing on my TV sitting right across the room.
Yeah, and for Pokemon, it's the exact opposite. The whole main line is on the DS, and then the right. side games are on the Wii.
Exactly. Like, I think I think that would really help the Vita. The Vita needs the PSP was the same way. It needs more franchises that are PSP franchises and Vita franchises.
Yeah, I agree with all of that, and I think the bigger problem is, like, I don't mind having a side story for Assassin's Creed 3,
no.
but why release it on the same day as Assassin's right. Creed 3? Why not release it 6 months later when, you know, you play through Assassin's Creed 3, you're kind of finished with it, you cleanse the palate, and then you're like, I'm ready to play more Assassin's Creed now. Like, releasing them both the same day. Yeah.
Kind of like Uncharted, right? I mean, I would never make the same complaint about Golden Abyss because it was long enough after
mm-hmm.
that I just wanted to play more Uncharted, and that was the only place to play it.
So then we're all in agreement that we're ready for a new God of War.
Well, of course.
I mean, those games were literally the reason I picked my Vita back up at one point, or my PSP back up at one point.
Those were, I remember yeah. Chains of Olympus in particular was mm-hmm. excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one my father-in-law found on a bus when he was coming home from work. He was like, hey, you have a PSP, right? I was like, yeah. And I was like, this is the best game ever. Actually, I think I played that before I played any of the God of Wars on the console.
Wow.
I love hitting the X button, what can I say? And sometimes square. Rich, what's your biggest gripe?
Well, again, this is kind of taken in the direction that Greg started in, sort of like my personal feelings toward it. But my biggest gripe is the anxiety that the system gives me, which sounds ridiculous. But I love the Vita so much. I want it to do so well. I have already had such wonderful experiences. My son, who's 5, is growing up playing a Vita, and that is going to be like when he looks back, he's going to think about the system. I want this system to be successful. I want NHL and NBA on it. I want you know, big time successful games. I don't want Call of Duty to get, you know, terrible reviews. I don't want Assassin's Creed to be an afterthought. I want it to be so successful. And my anxiety over Sony's financial struggles and the lackluster sales of the system and just gives me such anxiety. I pick it up and I look at it and I love it so much. I want it to be successful. And that anxiety that I have, which is, you know, it's, you know, partly because I think it's my anxiety level with the overall gaming industry and where it's going, and where it's headed. And I'm not particularly fond of that. It's almost like a catalyst for that. So, you know, it has nothing to do with the system itself, yet everything to do with the system, that anxious feeling.
Do you think it's fair that there's only 7 games for the Vita that have a Metacritic score over 75?
No, because I've played more than 7 games that I have thoroughly enjoyed.
The Vita games don't get a fair shake in reviews, but I actually think that one of the main reasons they don't, and this is something we talk about on our show all the time, mostly because of Mike Phillips, but it's because they've sold it as delivering that console experience, and the games all come out at the same time, and everyone just compares it to the PS3 version. And if it, and it, and like we said earlier, it will never win that comparison.
Yep.
I agree.
But it's so good. I love it so much. Which is why, again, I almost considered buying a second one, almost just out of a sign of support, where the deals were so good.
Guys, you give such real answers that I feel bad giving my answers. Like, I think my biggest gripe is definitely the left and right joysticks. How sad is that?
What's wrong with them?
They're just not big enough. Like, they don't come up high enough. Rich, how often do you try to pitch in MLB 12?
I haven't played MLB for months, so I couldn't even answer that.
Rich, get back on the treadmill. Play some
MLB 12. The Vita is not a treadmill-friendly system, my friend.
But those little numbers don't go good. You know, it's hard to aim.
Yeah, I do remember the analog pitching being incredibly sensitive in MLB.
You can touch the screen to aim the pitch, I think. It's just not as fun, though.
No.
There's no skill in that.
At least they're not slide pads.
Yes.
That is true.
I agree with that complaint, though. I adapt to it, I think, just because I've spent so many hours with the system. But I do, especially if you are only using it sort of sparingly, that's one of the first things you notice is like, wow, these sticks are very short.
Mm. Oh, and do you guys have well-manicured hands? Let me ask you that randomly odd question.
Well, I've never done any real physical labor for the last 25 years, so... I wouldn't call it manicured, but they're certainly not heavily calloused.
So are any of you able to open up the little Vita game card thing without some sort of third-party tool? Known as a jeweler's flathead screwdriver that I keep around just in case.
I have a nice Coke nail. I just use that.
You took my joke. I was about to say that.
Honestly, I just left Hot Shot Golf in there. I don't think it could even come out now if I tried. I think it's just part of the system now.
Well, I would be lying if I said that little flap or whatever hasn't driven me towards digital download, because it has.
I mean, I think Absolutely. That might be the reason they did it.
Could be.
They're smart.
That is a terrible, like, for a system that's designed so nicely otherwise, that is a terrible design decision. Not only because it's so hard to open, but just because it doesn't even have a goddamn hinge on it. It's just like, okay, now bend the plastic back.
What could possibly go wrong with this?
Yeah,
it's held together by like some little. I don't even know what that thing is. Like, you just know that probably 25% of the Vitas that have been sold have had that thing snap off, and somebody's cartridge case is exposed.
I don't understand. Is that like a thing in Japan that you're not supposed to be able to open it? Is that one of those things? Or do they all have nice nails there?
I don't know. They talked a lot about the design when it first came out, and they basically... They were told, we want this 5-inch OLED thing, and we want the sticks and everything to take up this much space. Now make everything fit. So I think that might have something to do with why that they had to fit so much stuff. And even though this thing's big, it is somewhat comparable to the consoles, even though it loses every time, like we said. It's close, though, and it's one-eighth the size of it. So I think that's why everything, like all of the cards and all of that stuff, I'm guessing that the guts of this thing are just packed tight.
Yeah.
Is there, but it definitely could have been designed better than that, the top, where the cards go in, I think.
Is there anything I can do with this thing next to where the card goes in?
Not yet.
Oh, so never.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't attach a Skype camera to this?
Yeah, what is that? I just, I've never really looked at that, but I am right now looking at it saying, what the heck is that thing?
It's like the thing, the little camera used to screw into on
ESP. Yeah.
At adorable. Some point,
he had never opened that because he could not get his nail under there.
But you know, yeah, it's funny. I realize, you know, as I peruse different forums and people talking about their Vitas, how little I actually do. But all I do with the Vita is play games. I've never even never hooked it up to my PS3. I mean, have you guys ever hooked it up to your PS3 and like done whatever you're supposed to do?
To because I have like Valkyria Chronicles 2 and every little piece of DLC and bubbles on my PS3 right now, and I should someday just transfer that over to the Vita and be done with it.
Oh, do I have to do that when I do this PlayStation Plus thing?
No, you can download
it. Knows on both of these things.
Yeah.
Right. But I remember reading people talking about like the struggles of, you know, transferring things from one to the other. I'm like, I've never had any reason to do that. I've had it for as I learned today, I've had it for 9 months and I've never even done that. Not sure what I'm supposed to do there, but it just kind of highlights how this, I'm probably using 20% of the features of the system, yet still delighted by it.
You're not tweeting from it right now?
You know what's funny? I actually, when I was doing some reviews for Games Radar for some Vita games, I took a bunch of screenshots, and then I realized I had absolutely no way to get those screenshots off of my Vita onto, you know, the Games Radar website. So I downloaded the Facebook app and then uploaded the screenshots onto my Facebook page. I went onto my computer and sent them email from Facebook. It was this weird thing, but that was just, you know, kind of shows you just how sort of kind of how little I've used it is that that's the convoluted way I had to just get the screenshots out. I'm sure Pete, who does screenshots and videos like it's his job, knows 15 different better ways to do that kind of stuff than I do.
I do basically the same thing with screenshots, except for I use Flickr. There's a Flickr app. So okay. You just upload it to that.
I'm actually recording the show on this.
Because
for a second, we all thought about it.
I was like, wait, that's possible.
It does have Skype, yeah. Actually, I send my pictures to Twitter and then go from there. I mean, they should probably have one way to do that.
Well, it would be nice to be able to just tap on it and email them or...
Well, you can now transfer them wirelessly to your computer since 2.0 came out.
That's another thing. I am, you know, Pete is always talking about all the different features that each firmware update comes with, and I continue to be completely ignorant of any and all of these features. I like see Pete tweet about it, I'm like, oh, that's interesting, and then I completely forget about it and never use any of them.
Guys, I'm about to send a tweet for my Vita.
I just did. I just beat you. I beat you.
I mean, I added a sentence at the end. I think that's why you got the jump on me. I don't know how to use Facebook on my Vita. So
here's my question, not to step on TJ's question, but what, and Pete, you probably know this, what are the next wave of Vita games coming?
Is there a next wave of Vita games coming, Pete?
There has to be, right?
There is. I'll name the games, I guess.
Get my notebook.
Sly 4 is coming early next year. That's going to be buy it once and get it for both systems, kind of like PlayStation All-Star Battle, whatever.
No thanks.
Yeah. I actually got that for free, but that's a different story. Because you can rent it and then download it off the disc.
Oh my god!
I saw that. Yeah, I saw you tweet that, and
that is ridiculous.
Hold on,
I'd be lying if I wasn't thinking about doing that.
Wait, I hate the game. It's like, but I couldn't deny that. Deny doing that. You can only do it once per disc, though, because it registers the disc to your account. So if somebody gets my disc from Gamefly and then tries to do that, it won't work. So the big game that everyone's looking forward to is I forget the name of it. It's not Soul Survivor, Soul something. It's made by the guy who left Capcom, who made Mega Man and all that, but it's kind of like a Monster Hunter-ish action RPG.
Soul Sacrifice. Okay.
Soul Sacrifice, yeah, that, and then Media Molecule, who did Little Big Planet, but didn't do Little Big Planet for the Vita. They have a game coming called Tearaway,
right,
which looks really cool. There's some other ones too. I'm drawing a blank currently, but there's Killzone Mercenaries is coming, and the video of that actually looks like it may be the first-person shooter to really capitalize on the fact that this system can play first-person shooters. Though I didn't hate Resistance, and I also don't hate Black Ops, but that's a whole other story also. But yeah, so there's a handful of games announced, but people are harping on that. They're like, where are the games coming? But if you do the same thing, if you look at, you know, you go to Amazon and you split it by like what games are coming in 2013 for the PS3, you're only going to get a list of about 12 games there.
Right.
Also, you know, I mean, we're just at that point right now where nothing.
And to be fair, most of those are games that were supposed to have already come out this year.
Yeah, exactly. Like BioShock and all of that. Yeah.
Are they going to announce anything good at the VGAs? Cross my fingers for God of War, even though they said they're not working on it.
Yeah, they say that they're not working on a Vita God of War. I would assume that there'll be something. I haven't heard anything, though. I have a couple friends at Sony who feed me information from time to time, and that I haven't heard any rumors in a while to share, unfortunately.
So, Greg, you make games. Mm-hmm. What would it take for you to make a Vita game right now?
My boss to come and tell me that we're making a Vita game right now.
Okay, so now let's put yourself in your boss's shoes. Like, I would imagine with the sales being what they are, it's a massive risk and probably not worth it for a non first party development shop to make a game for the platform.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that unless Sony's going to come by and basically pay you to make a game for their system, you don't want to do it. Because where's the market? Right? I mean, I haven't seen numbers on these games, but constantly seeing news like, you know, oh, the 3DS is outselling the Vita 47-1 in Japan or something like that. Like, that's no good. I don't want to make a game for a system that's getting pressed like that.
Even if it's and I'm guessing here or hypothesizing, even if it's probably theoretically easier for you to make a game for the Vita, considering a lot of the development toolkits are the same as they are for PS3, as opposed to, you know, if you've made a PS3 game, you're probably in a better position to make a Vita game than a 3DS game. But I might not even be right about that.
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, I don't even know that you would jump on doing a 3DS game. While the 3DS does better, like, this is just, and honestly, I have no insight into how any of these decisions are made. This is just stuff that I've heard over the years, but, like, people kind of tended to shy away from the DS because if you want to spend any significant amount of money on the game for that system, chances are you're not going to make it back because the only thing that gets bought on those systems are the cheap games and Nintendo games. So, but it's a different problem than the Vita has. But the point being that, you know, it all comes down to how much it's going to cost you to make the game, and maybe development would be easier, which means that development costs might be a little bit lower. But still, you gotta question, where's the market?
Yeah,
right.
This is where I can use my Sony sources. According to the people that I talk to, developers are actually making quite a bit of money in the indie space and in the like $15 and below games.
That's a good point. Yeah, I should have thought about that. When you asked the question, Rich, I thought more about, you know, $40 packaged game.
Yeah. That's definitely has come up short for just about everybody. And I think probably going into next year that we will only be seeing big releases coming from Sony.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, Liberation and Blops did incredibly well, but I doubt it. But evidently digitally the digital attach rate with the Vita is like 120%, I believe my friend said, higher than it is on the PS3.
Really?
Which makes sense because the people who have bought the Vita in the first year are sort of technologically savvy kind of people, and we have iPhones and we have stuff, and we don't want to swap discs or carts or whatever, and so a lot of that stuff isn't tracked, you know, like supposedly Capcom did reasonably well even with the $40 Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and almost all of the sales of that were digital.
That's awesome.
So it's doing decently. Sony is happy, according to my friend, it is happy with that stuff. And the smaller games, like Mutant Blobs Attack, for instance, those guys could not wait to go to Xbox Live, because the first version of that was PS3 only, mm-hmm. and it bombed. So that they had a two-game deal with Sony, and they're like, well, we're just going to make a new one for the Vita, and then we cannot wait to get on Xbox Live and actually make money. And then they made so much money from the Vita version that they inked a deal to have Guacamelee be PS3 only. Like, because that game has been in the top 10 for sales on Sony's little tracker since the system launched, you know, in the digital sales.
And for good reason, because it's an awesome game.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where, if you're looking to make money, and again, you know, no one's getting rich. It's it's not like the iPhone where you're going to have an Angry Birds that sells 50 million or something like that.
Well, to be fair, though, yeah, an iPhone, the Angry Birds thing is the exception to the rule.
It's, right. You know. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Because so it'd be the same thing on this.
I would think that if you're in the ecosystem of the Vita and you do have that great game that is the $10 or $15, because of the savvy owner of the Vita, you do have a much better chance at having your game hit the market, as opposed to if you've got a great game in the, you know, Apple store, even if it's one of the best, the chances of it being discovered and hit, and then for, you know, to make the money, because, you know, God help you if you're charging more than a buck a game, you know, you're staring at a huge uphill climb on the in that model.
But then we come back to the thing that we talked about this earlier in the show, though, is like the problem is that having a really healthy digital, you know, indie scene on the Vita is awesome, but you still got to get it into people's hands.
Yep.
And that's kind of where they're faltering.
If this holiday season, if the numbers are good, that's got to be their last best chance to make that happen, right? I mean, this is the chance.
Well, I think from, again, and I hate just talking about unnamed sources or whatever, but...
So the name, come on.
Yeah, the company is looking at this year as treading water, and they believe that they're going to pick up a lot of steam next year after the price drop.
Okay.
So, and the rumors circulating around Sony is that the price drop is going to be sooner rather than later in 2013. So, and I think that it's not going to change everything. It's not going to be like the 3DS, where it goes from like the 3DS is dead to the 3DS is, you know, the king. But it's obviously going to make an impact. You know, I think things are going to look a lot brighter for the Vita this time next year than it does right now, because it'll be sub $200. And
there's no, or very little of the piracy problems that the PSP was so destroyed by, right? I mean,
right.
The Vita has kind of solved that. Okay.
Yes, so
God
far.
Damn it.
I mean, so. No, I would never do something like that. You guys are crazy. Come on. Dreamcast, now. That was a system.
It was too easy on the Dreamcast.
Yeah. I just burnt the CD. Okay. Well, now we're good, I guess. But one of the problems still is the store. I can't find anything in there. Unless they just updated it, because I just tried updating my store. But my AC power is low. Did they make the store look like the PS3 store? Or no?
No.
Thank God, no.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can find things now on the PS3 store. I still can't.
See, I can't find things on the PS3 store.
I think the PS3 store is a disaster.
Yeah, me too.
Well, other than the speed, which is ridiculous. But, like, finding Jeopardy was easy. I just typed in Jeopardy. Listen, Buying there's a $30 Jeopardy also. Game is not stupid. That thing would have been cheaper if I got PS Plus. God damn it. Guys, can we all play Jeopardy on PS3 sometime together?
Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah, you guys are celebrities. Obviously. Or Wheel of Fortune. Also very good. Folding Table. Who'd have guessed? I never saw that one coming. It's like Molding Gable? Folding Table. Gotcha. It's the only one I've ever gotten. Final Spinneroonie.
It's a bizarre story.
I mean, it's a good game, but it's $30. See, they have the same problem on the PS3 as they do with the Vita. They need to make cheaper games. Like, why isn't Jeopardy like 10
You know what? One of the things I will say, like, the PS3, Sony has done an excellent job of really helping that the digital, like, indie market along. There's been some wonderful games.
Yeah.
On the PS3, like download only, and if there's any, if any company's going to be able to push that on a portable, it's Sony, because they've I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing it right.
Yeah, and it seems like Microsoft is completely dropping the ball with XBLA. And I know this is off topic, but XBLA, you know, started this whole thing on consoles, and it had the best games for a long time, and now it's releasing good games, and it's like, sometimes it's Tuesday, sometimes it's Friday. There's no ads for it anywhere. There's only ads for, you know, like Bic Razors or whatever. There's no ads for the actual games on the system. And it seems really weird that they're moving away from that, and Sony has gotten so much better in that space.
Yeah, and every Xbox system update is like two extra buttons to get to the Xbox Live indie stuff. Also, I think because of that, I have a Bic Razor coming in the mail soon. How many times did you guys play the State Farm noise game?
We didn't get that here.
I don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
You go in the Xbox, there's a State Farm sound game, and you have to like play the notes of their theme jingle. Then you get something, like a gamer picture.
I still haven't even downloaded my free picture for being one of the original 10-year Xbox Live people, more out of shame than anything else. So I'm like, I've actually paid $500 to be on Xbox Live.
Wow.
Well, $50 a year times 10 years. It's ugly, ugly math. Ugly math.
And I hadn't even thought about that. That is sad.
Yes.
Though maybe that's how we save the Vita, if we bring avatars to Vita. Like, how cool would that be to see a little guy walk around with your shirt on? Or it's a dead body laying in the grass? I mean,
let's put him on the Vita.
Oh, God, no, please. Home.
Hey, look. Good. Home. There is a home sports trivia game that's actually fairly good.
I played Scribble Shooter on Home, and that was really good. I enjoyed that.
Home makes more money for Sony than you guys even want to know.
I know. That's what's it's so frightening about it.
It's Home is the ultimate team of Sony. There's like bowling and poker. There's some good stuff in there.
There may be.
You get there.
Yeah, and it takes up a lot of space on my hard drive, which I can't afford.
Hold on, I have to switch to this other room. Let me download this 16 gig file. It's like, I guess I'll just walk around here for a little bit longer. Well, nothing to do. Awesome.
But I mean, you know, again, talking about like a personal thing, like that just shows you how like clearly Ultimate Team makes tons of money for EA. I'm not an Ultimate Team guy. Home makes tons of money for Sony. For whatever reason, I'm not a Home guy.
Right.
I don't know who these people are, but clearly there are hundreds of thousands of them.
Clearly they have money to spend.
Yeah.
Money to spend.
Or not. I mean, like, I don't.
I'm very, and this is why I use very little of the ancillary features of the Vita. When I turn on my system, I want to play a game right now. And that's one of the things that's so frustrating about console gaming, is because by the time I'm playing my game, I've had to wait for 9 minutes because I got to turn the thing on, and then I got to go wade through those horrible menus, and then it's got to load, and then God help it if you're an EA Sports game and you got to wait for 20 minutes for it to just download all the different features and get through all the servers, and by the time I'm actually playing a game, it's taking forever. When I turn on my Vita, I'm playing a game not even 9 seconds, because I just hit the button before when I turn it off right in the middle of the game, and it's beautiful. It's fine. It just works right there. And oh, that's another thing that I just love about the system is that you can just get right into the game. I love that. And I hate, it's one of the things that's just maddening about console gaming in general.
Did you just snap your fingers with every syllable there?
I was actually punching my hand.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's checking. Better?
Yeah.
That's scarier.
I mean,
I would love for the next generation of systems, no offense to the Wii U, we can call it the next gen if we want, but I would love if Microsoft and Sony had a sort of standby mode on their next consoles.
Oh, yes.
That would be welcome, because it is a pain to go through all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, I'm in, like I said, a couple online leagues. I'm like, okay, well, if I got a game that's scheduled for 10, if my console isn't turned on by 7 minutes before the game time, I'm going to be 7 minutes late to the game.
Right.
Agreed. Which reminds me, we do have an NHL game to play.
Yes, we do.
Silly.
I stopped playing that game.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so terrible at it.
Your Penguins have crawled from the bottom of the conference, by the way. I'll have you know.
Yeah, I guess who's on the bottom now.
I'm not playing.
Yeah, once you passed me, you quit, and then now I'm on the bottom. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Though I've quit Madden to make up for it.
Oh, I quit that long before I quit NHL.
Yeah, but that's on the PlayStation.
I know, Greg.
Oh, yeah, right. You run that league, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I want to point out you're the second commissioner in that league.
I am, because the first commissioner quit, Mike Phillips.
That reminds me. Hey, is that Player One Podcast Hot Shots Golf thing going on still?
Yeah, I haven't played that in quite a while, though.
Yeah, I haven't played it either, but it is...
You're running this thing.
I was running that. Yeah, I started that. I did the first two or three seasons, and I burnt out on it.
It was the exhaustive schedule.
Yeah, it was like a part-time job. It was like 20 hours a week keeping everything updated, taking pictures of all of it.
Are you serious? 20 hours?
I have been known to exaggerate a little bit.
Even if you exaggerated by 100%, that's still a lot.
It was a lot of work the whole keeping track of everything, it was done manually, kind of like we used to do with online sports games before they had online sports leagues, you know, right. Like, so it was a lot of work. Glad to have passed off.
I mean, you should start that up again.
It's still going. Someone else is running it now.
Who is running this? Let me get my notebook.
I'm not sure. Don't go to the. It was Monster one. At one point. I don't know if he still is.
I have no idea. I've not paid attention in forever.
Yeah, I also burnt out on the game at the same time because I was playing it so much because of that.
Somebody tell me, how do I get out of novice? I've probably played 30 hours of that game, and yet my guy is still a novice. How is that possible? Does anybody know?
I think you're just forget that out.
I used to know how the ranking worked, but I don't remember.
I've won all of the little tournaments. I'm on like level 5 or 6, but it still calls me a novice. I'm like, how is that possible? I don't feel like a novice.
It just knows. You know, I think I'll check with Phil to see if where the Player One Hot Shots Golf League is at. He was quite into that, from what I remember.
It is. All you have to do is go to the gaming forum. It's stickied at the top. The thread is still going. They're on like season 6 or something like that. So go to playeronepodcast.com/forum.
You know, for as good as Hot Shots is, you are right. You can get burned out on that.
Yeah.
You definitely can. Because after a while, it's the same courses, the same characters, the same costumes and things like that. So it is a great game, though. And it's like when you put it away for a month and then you pick it back up, it's really good as well. Kind of like Virtua Tennis. I put that away and then I picked it up a couple months later. I was like, oh my God, I forgot this game. Excellent.
Oh, hey, PlayerOnePodcast.com is up.
Careful.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't worry, this is up.
You may want to run some virus protection before you go there.
Yeah.
/forum, no S. All right. Let's, I guess we should wrap it up. It's only been like an hour. Rich Grisham.
Oh, no.
If you had to pick one game
Ooh.
On the PS Vita that you would recommend, that I don't have, preferably, so that I can buy it.
Wow.
I mean, this is literally the greatest idea ever for a podcast. I just want to make a list of games to buy.
Well,
is it Dragon's Crown? That's not out yet.
No.
Is it Doctor Who, The Eternity Clock?
Oh, no.
Michael Jackson, The Experience.
I'd go for that one.
How do I dance in front of a Vita? Do I, like, put it somewhere?
With much shame.
And there's your title for the podcast. Wow. So many options, but I guess, I mean, I'm going to pick two, one for me and one for my son. And I've said them both already, but again, my son who's five loves games. Gee, I wonder where that came from. Sound Shapes is a beautiful game. It's a beautiful experience. It's unlike anything you've ever really done. Not only playing the levels that come with the game, but playing the user created levels and then creating your own levels. It is it's awesome. I love it. Everything about it. And my son, like I said, plays it every day and has played it every day before bed, a half an hour for months and months and months. It's wonderful. From a sports perspective, there are several excellent options. But again, I mentioned it earlier, FIFA 13. If I could have just one sports game, it is the sports game I would have above MLB, just because it's a little more interesting to me, because I've played a lot less FIFA over my life than I have Major League Baseball games. I feel like there's nothing that I haven't already done in MLB. I've played Road to the Show 5-6 times. I've played Seasons and all that stuff. It's a great game, but FIFA 13, it's got everything the console has as far as the, you know, you can play as a single player, you can play the be a pro, you can be a manager, you can play online. Again, aiming at the goal with the rear touch is beautiful. So for me, it's FIFA 13. For my boy, Sound Shapes. Those are the two. I'm sticking with them.
Interesting. Greg Seward.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
You know, I've never played a Castlevania game.
Me neither.
No. Honestly, I would just say get a PS Plus account. That's like
the
best thing to do, because you're getting, I mean, we've already talked about Sound Shapes. Sound Shapes, yes, you should get. But I mean, you know, with the PS Plus right now, you're getting a good selection of excellent games. Even if you just look at like Wipeout, Uncharted, and Mutant Blobs Attack, like those three alone.
Why are the Blobs attacking?
Yeah. And Gravity Rush is interesting. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but it's definitely worth checking out, especially and then for free.
You're getting Jet Set Radio for free, and you're getting Final Fantasy Tactics for what that's worth, the PSP version. So, you know, I would say the PS Plus account is the way to go.
That's the best way you can spend $50.
Pretty much. Yep.
And by the way, I will say, too, we haven't talked much about Uncharted, but I did finish Uncharted, and I was really surprised at how much there is to that game.
I really enjoyed that game.
There was a lot. Like, that game, there was a lot. I don't know how many hours it was, but it had to be at least 10, and maybe even more than that. A lot to that game. It really was a really darn good effort. Again, not my favorite, but one that I did complete, and that was an excellent, excellent game.
And when I said Symphony of the Night, by the way, I am saying, like, the fact that the thing plays PlayStation 1 games, there's a nice selection of PlayStation 1 games there if you're interested in playing those again that are compatible with the system.
And they look great, too, on that
screen. They do. They look fantastic on that screen.
And PSP games as well. I mean, the PSP games look so much better on the Vita than they do on the PSP.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, there are some gems in the PSP library, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially NBA 2K10, 2K11, 2K12, and 2K13, which are all priced at the exact same number.
Yeah.
I think they're all $30.
You know, I did not know they have 2K13 on the PSP available on the Vita.
Yep. I believe so. Yeah.
What about NHL? Is there any NHL in there at all?
No, they only made one NHL game for the PSP, and it was like 07 or 08, something.
Really?
Like
I didn't even know they made that.
Yeah. I didn't even know they made that either.
Was it EA Sports, was it?
I think it was.
It would have been, yeah.
Was it any good?
I don't think it was. Because they also had one NCAA football game, and they never did it again. So yeah. That game was so messed up. It was fundamentally broken. Like they marked you down where you first got touched, no matter whether your knee hit or not.
I actually got a replacement sent to me from EA several months after because of it. I actually did something I rarely do, which is follow through on something like that. I contacted them and gave them my information, and actually got in the middle of December, when nobody cares about college football, I got an updated copy of that because they actually fixed it and sent a new UMD out.
If I remember, they were facing a lawsuit. So they had to fix it, it was this you had to call them and mail them, and it was fairly complicated to get it, if I remember
correctly. I did not have kids at that time, which is the only reason that I actually took the time to do that.
There was another NHL game on the PSP, Gretzky NHL.
Was that any good?
No, it was terrible. Which was, by the way, a pack-in here in Canada.
Mm. I remember playing that.
When I got my PSP, I got Gretzky NHL.
Guys, breaking news.
I tried to sell it back to them, and they wouldn't take it.
Guys, I got breaking news from a friend of the show, Pete Scarrett. Buzz was pretty strong for the Vita from what he's seen and heard. Should be the best month of sales since March. If his hunch is right, and his hunch is quite right, I guess. NHL 07 with that dude from the Capitals.
Ovechkin?
Yes. That was the last PSP NHL game.
If he ever comes back to the NHL.
If the NHL ever comes back.
Yeah.
Oh, and NCAA Football 10, The Curse of the Sanchez. That was back when they had a different cover athlete on every game, depending on the
thing. I now am remembering some of the NBA Live games were actually really good. I might have to go download a couple of those PSP games.
The NBA 2K franchise is not anywhere close to the console version, the PSP ones, but it's fun in the way that NBA Live used to be fun, where you just you drive the lane with whoever and hope you either get dunked or stuffed.
Yes.
Or you dunk or stuff, you don't get dunked.
Just playing for a cool animation.
You physically get dunked.
You score two touchdowns. So I don't know. I dropped $20 on one when the Vita first came out to check it out. And $20 is kind of expensive for what it is, but I do still play it from time to time. So I guess.
There you go.
Nice. Now I have to go peruse the PSP games available on the Vita.
Oh, it's amazing. There's a lot of them.
The PSP game Field Commander, I played probably 80 hours of.
Yeah.
If that's on there, I might have to go get that again.
There's a guy who made videos of tons of PSP games and put them on YouTube and how they look on the Vita.
I think I know that guy.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Oh, my.
They're mostly weird Japanese role-playing games, though. I mean, that's what the PSP was best for.
Of course
for.
They are.
So. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Are they going to put Field Runners on the Vita?
The Mini works on the Vita, yeah.
Oh, snap! I'm just going to buy all these iOS games that I've already beaten on the Vita.
I just want Dragon's Lair PSP. What the hell? Driver 76?
All right. Oh. That is a bad game.
This is amazing radio, by the way.
Internet radio. So
I reviewed Driver 76 on the PSP. Yikes.
I wasn't even born back then.
Hey, when the hell did Final Fantasy III come out on the PSP? When did this happen?
That came out about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was coming.
Yeah. The PSP is actually still doing quite well in Japan.
Sony marketing machine showing itself yet again.
Big in Japan.
Yep.
All right. Four
year Vita hype is actually the number one Sony PR marketing machine, was for the first few months of its
TJ
existence. Hey.
Before you close this off and we're talking about games you should play, are you interested in Grand Theft Auto at all?
Yeah. As is my wife.
Have you ever played Chinatown Wars?
You know, I have it on my PSP.
You should play it, and you can play it on your Vita if you want to spend 10 more bucks on it. But
is it better on the Vita than it was on the PSP?
I have no idea, but it's a great game either way. It's prettier. So.
Remember a lot of loading sounds.
One of my favorite Player One podcast memories, and I have many of them, is when Greg was actually finishing Chinatown Wars live on the show.
I don't even remember doing that.
You don't?
No. He evidently was also really drunk.
No, he's like,
he blacked it out.
Seriously, man, Chinatown Wars is probably my favorite GTA game.
You know, the only reason I haven't played Chinatown Wars is because the only platforms it's on are, I believe, iOS and the DS and the Vita, all of which my son has instant access to.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be like, oh, let me press this button and go into that.
I hear that.
But that's a game that I know that I have missed out on. As a huge fan of the Grand Theft Auto series, I know that I need to play that game.
Excellent. Pete, since you've played everything, I'm going to let you go after me. Okay. Obviously, I'm going to say, actually, you know what? Screw it. I'm going with Hustle Kings, the coolest pool game around.
Ooh. Before you go to Pete, I do have one more question. Sorry. But finish your Hustle Kings thoughts.
Sure. If you like pool, which I don't. But hey, it was
great.
I downloaded the demo and I was like, oh, this is a pretty good game. And I'm not paying $40 or $30 for anything else. So I'm going to buy Hustle Kings.
But I could have that part today if I ordered it, which I won't.
Have you played the asynchronous multiplayer in that?
No, can we?
Yeah, you can. It's pretty wonderful.
Well, I mean, can you and I?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Better. I just need to charge my Vita and then we're good.
Absolutely. I mean, it ends up taking a week to get a game pool done, but if you get like four or five friends doing it, then it's a lot more fun. You know, pretty much every time you pick up your Vita, you have a game of pool waiting for you.
That's so cool.
That's
pretty amazing. Wait, can I turn the physics off or on very much?
The physics, like you want the balls to flow off the table?
I just want them to hit and then just keep hitting forever.
Then you should go play pool in home.
Didn't you guys ever play Lunar Pool on the NES?
Yes.
That was the best.
You could turn the physics like way up or down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you went to break the balls, you just hit and then it would just stop. And that would be the worst game of pool you've ever played in your life.
So here's my question before Pete closes this out. And I like pinball. And there's a lot of pinball on the Vita. What is the pinball game to get for the Vita? Which is it?
You can't go wrong, really. It just depends on what your predilections are. If you want to play old, realistic, or actually real tables, then get Pinball Arcade. And if you want to play a more video gamey pinball, get the other one, Pinball, whatever, too.
Zen
other
pinball one.
Two. Zen Pinball 2, yeah.
And that one, on that one, the DLC works with the PS3 version, right?
Yes, yeah, you buy it once and it works on both. Yeah, both games are like that, actually.
So dumb.
So Zen Pinball and Pinball Arcade, you said?
So don't
buy Zen Pinball on your Xbox and then buy a bunch of tables thinking it'll work on your PSP.
But like the Williams Collection and those other ones out there, they don't measure up to either Zen Pinball or Pinball Arcade then?
No, well, the team that made the Williams Collection is making the pinball. It makes Pinball Arcade. So all of those tables, like a lot of the tables that they've released so far are actually updates of ones that were in the Williams Collection and all of that stuff.
Got it.
Farsight Studios.
Yes.
Makers of such great games as ESPN NFL Primetime for the PlayStation 2.
And Backyard Baseball.
That is true.
That is a good game.
And football. Gottlieb Pinball Classics. I believe that's what you're talking about.
There's just a lot of pinball out there. I'm like, I don't know what to get. I don't know what to get.
You should get Plug and Play TV Football 2.
But now I know what to get.
By Radica. Oh, get Scarface Money, Power, Respect. Another classic game by them.
That's the card game. That's no good. But the original Scarface. The card game is not fun. I had to review that on the PSP. But if they ever come out with the original Scarface, that was a underrated classic, in my opinion, on the PS2 and the Xbox.
I liked it when it was called Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Yo, if they made Vice City on Vita.
Oh, sign me up.
I'd drop like $60 right now. I mean, like 25 when it came down, but come out at 60 and see what happens. Yeah, so Pete, all you, one game other than PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, Pete, one game.
Well, it's easy. It's easy for me. It's Little Big Planet by a mile. I believe it to be the best Little Big Planet game. Little Big Planet is at its best, in my opinion, the more stuff that is going on. So you start actually, and I'm not a big fan of touch controls sort of tacked on to a lot of games. But they use the front touch and the back touch and the tilt and all of this stuff in really smart ways that just add more layers of fun to Little Big Planet. Obviously, you have to like Little Big Planet in the first place. I know it's a very decisive title. So if you hate Little Big Planet 1 and 2, you're not going to love Little Big Planet Vita. But if you liked those, the Vita version is the best one, I think. And it has the best create tools also. It's the easiest to create on as well.
I've not played enough Little Big Planet. I played a little bit of it, the original, on the PS3, and that's really it. Not enough.
Well, if you get PlayStation Plus, you can download 2 for free. I think that's still on there. It was one of the free games. I think it still is.
Yeah.
Interesting, so I'm definitely going to get on that. Why is Little Big Planet Karting not on the Vita?
I'm guessing that they didn't want to confuse customers by having two Little Big Planet games in the same time period. But as someone who wouldn't be confused by that, I find it very frustrating because I love Little Big Planet Karting. I'm absolutely in love with that game right now, and I would love it even more if it was on the Vita and I could play it in bed.
You should see if you can remote play it.
You can't.
Is remote play a thing? Is that true? Do we still do that?
There's like 4 games that support it.
Yeah, that's something that was very exciting for a while and then wasn't.
I felt like it always worked on the PSP. Or was I wrong?
No.
The one game that I ever tried it with worked.
You could control your system.
Yeah.
Via remote play, no problem.
Maybe that's
it. Yeah, there were very few games that actually supported it. And you want to play PS1 games.
Yep, yeah. All PS1 games work. But now you can play PS1 games on the system anyway, so.
Interesting.
But well, that's actually another terrible thing about the new PlayStation 3 store is you used to be able to go into the store via remote play. But now that the new store is an app, it locks you out. So you can't even do that.
God, I hate that store. Really hate that redesign.
I know Rich is sitting there going, why do you want to do that with your system? Just play games with it.
I didn't start up my Vita to play on my PlayStation.
Very short-sighted and very impatient. That's me.
I want to play PlayStation 3, but my Vita is not charged. What the hell?
And I'm in England.
Goddamn kids.
I do want to say, and this is going to sound sort of preachy, but going off of what you're saying, Rich, is one of the things that I dislike about how much the flack the Vita gets from gamers is the fact that it is what you said it was. It's one of the more pure game machines. And gaming is going in this sort of weird direction where, you know, it's like it's Nintendo is going in sort of gimmicky directions. And I'm not using gimmicky as a bad word because there obviously are good gimmicks as well. And everything else is going in a sort of just touchscreen and all of this stuff. And Sony made a very powerful portable system. And yes, maybe it won't be successful, but if you like to play video games, you should be rooting for this thing, I think, you know? Maybe. I mean, it's what a video gamer should want. Like, every time Microsoft starts talking about their entertainment center, or even, you know, Sony does the same thing, and they're like, we're going to have this app and that app. And I use Netflix on my systems and all that. I mean, it's cool, but it's like we're getting further and further away from games. So, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are overlooking that, and they just, you know, they want to see the Vita fail for whatever reason.
Well,
they
even don't... Nintendo's doing that. I mean, the consoles are becoming set-top boxes. Like, I mean, look at the Wii U. TV is one of the big features they've been touting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, one of the first things I did when I was setting up my Wii U, the thing asked me, like, do you want the Wii U remote to control your cable box and your television? Sure.
Does that mean right. Now my existing remote controls will no longer work?
Yeah. But yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying, Pete. I mean, it's, you know, it's funny because when Nintendo sort of their excuse for not doing all that stuff and including a DVD player and everything in the previous generation was, well, we're just making a pure games machine.
Right.
And it's like, you know, you get people who are sort of behind that. It's like, yeah, that's it. I don't want video and all that crap on my console. I just want to play video games. But you're right. The Vita is built around that. And I mean, it does have apps to do other things.
Yeah, it can do other stuff, but they built it to be powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then everyone's like, oh, it's too expensive. And it is too expensive, and it does need to drop in price. And I do understand why it's not selling well. But at the same time, if you want a powerful handheld, it's going to cost money.
Yes.
You know, you can't have the Vita and have it be $100 on launch day. It's just, you know, it's so.
And, you know, I hope it's not a fait accompli that casual gaming, the 99-cent game or the free-to-play game, is where the industry is completely headed. And I don't know how this comes across, because I'm not some sort of obnoxious jerk, or maybe I am, but I try not to be. But well, like, I only expose my son to really, really, really good games, because I don't want him to be playing Dora's, you know, whatever shovelware crap, or, you know, every single free or 99 cent, you know, piece of garbage that comes out on iOS. Like, he only plays Super Mario and Portal and Sound Shapes, and that's really it. And in those three or four games, there's more than enough gaming, you know, for the very limited amount of time I let him play to keep him happy for years, frankly. And I really just hope that the industry sort of levels in a place where there remains a platform and a distribution model for excellent games that are worth $40 and $50 and $60, because I just continue to be a little concerned that we're heading in the wrong direction with that. But again, coming back to the Vita is, I think, that platform for the gamers' games. And that's why I love it so much. And I, like, to your point, Pete, I really root for it to be successful. And I invest in it to be successful, because I think it deserves that.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes me worried about next gen. And again, no apologies to Nintendo's Wii U. If, you know, say the next Xbox comes with a Kinect, or they decide to have an update to the Move or something that comes with the PlayStation, it's like, even though you use those things for video games, it's like every dollar that you're spending that isn't towards the sort of the core of video games, and I don't mean that in hardcore, I mean like actually the core of video games, is a waste to me. You know, like, I want people to build machines around making video games. Don't give me this $80 camera with it. I don't want that. Just put every cent you can into the sort of power of it. And that's what the Vita has done. You know, I mean, all of the functionality with it, with the back touch and it does have cameras and stuff, like really cheap cameras, but it's all based around video games. And yes, you can run apps and you can do other stuff with it, but there's nothing on here that was built specifically for non-video game use.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I like about it. And that's what I fear about the next generation, is that they are going to get further and further away from gaming being their main focus.
Agreed. That's dumb. Gaming is important. But wait, I don't understand. Why can't I have another way to watch Netflix? I only have an iPod, an iPad, a Kindle Fire, my phone, my Vita, my Xbox, my PlayStation, my Wii.
Oh, yeah, and remember your cable box, too. That actually does provide...
Probably your smart TV.
Whoa. First off, I don't have a smart TV, though this one's going, so maybe next. And my cable box doesn't do Netflix, but it does everything else. But, I mean, yeah. See, that's the problem. Everybody wants it to be a gaming machine, and then everybody bitches because it doesn't have these apps to do other stuff.
Yeah.
Never going to satisfy everybody, but if you get enough
good games... But as long as you satisfy me, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as the Atlantic time zone, which I didn't even know existed before tonight, was is happy, that's all that matters.
Hey, they get everything an hour before we do.
Right.
You gotta please them.
Yeah, that's why this port of Spain...
That dude who always stands in line with the hell's his name?
Triforce Jones,
is that his name?
Something like that, yeah.
The hip-hop gamer?
He's all excited about being number one on this side of the world. Nuh-uh.
That's why I don't believe in the Atlantic time zone.
Reggie doesn't come up here on launch day because he can't get up early enough. That's why.
All right, guys. Guys, this has been my favorite podcast, aside from the one that I last said that was my favorite podcast.
Which was last week.
I just want to say, I mean, it is, and I'm not even joking, it's an honor to be on with two of my favorite guys that I listen to on a regular basis, and my other favorite guy I get to talk to on a regular basis. So, Pete, Greg, you guys are the best. TJ, thanks for putting this all together.
Hey, that's what I do.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. This was fun.
Look,
yeah,
it's a lie. This whole thing is a big sham just so I can talk to you guys.
You're never actually posting.
It's like, these guys are cool. What can I do to get to talk to these guys? I'll start a podcast. Why not?
I was waiting, Rich, I was so waiting for you to go. Two of my favorite guys to listen to and TJ.
Did you like my quick recovery right there?
It's like, you started saying it and one, and I'm like, oh my God, he's really going to go there with it. No, he didn't. Okay. He'll just drop it.
Yeah, so Rich, why don't you tell us where we can find more of your great stuff?
Oh, well, there's currently a barrage of Wii U sports reviews being delivered by me to Games Radar. FIFA is live, Madden is live, NBA 2K13 will be live by the time this show posts. Also, if you like to hear people who write about sports games for a living talk about them, go listen to the Press Row podcast featuring myself and guys from Kotaku, Polygon, Joystick, Games Radar, and Operation Sports. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Right. When are you doing a NASCAR episode?
Yeah.
Whenever you want to come on and do one, because I wouldn't know what to say.
Guys, we should do a NASCAR episode.
I got to play some more.
Wait, if I say we're going to do a NASCAR episode, do I get to talk to you guys again?
I'll come play.
Bang. I'll show up, but I'll just show up to listen. Kind of like, you know, being on the Player One podcast.
Or Formula One, okay. Right? I mean, Formula One season is almost over. It's topical. Anyway.
I mean, like an ointment?
Some ways.
I'm gonna put a NASCAR episode in the books now just to talk to you guys again.
I don't know anything about NASCAR, but I'll make up some fake sources and give you guys bogus information.
Hey, Wikipedia is perfect for that. You can sound like an expert in 4 minutes.
Yeah, they need a NASCAR game for the Vita.
That would be awesome.
Probably not.
How about if they did, what's that game that Rich loves?
Which one?
Need for Speed?
No, the other one. Top Down.
Motorstorm?
Motorstorm, but with NASCAR.
I play that.
I was going to say, Greg,
if they slap a NASCAR license on anything, you'd play it.
Yeah, you like the F1 karting game, right? That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a little too expensive. It needs to be like $30. But
I played the demo for it. That was a lot of fun.
Mm.
Did you actually play Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine?
That was terrible.
So the answer is yes. Yeah. Well, I'm going to slap the NASCAR logo on this thing so you listen to it all the time.
All right, done.
All right, Greg, where can people... No, Pete.
I want to interrupt the ending, all right. and extend this. What do you guys want to see on the Vita?
Oh, I want to see NHL and NBA as a sports junkie. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that too, just to keep it quick. I think sports games on this system are amazing in general. Yes. It works really well, and I would love to see the catalog fleshed out.
I just want to see games that give the system its own identity. Like I said earlier, that's what I want.
Yeah,
I mean, some of my favorites experiences with games have been experiences I didn't know I wanted to have. Like Sound Shapes is a great example. I had no idea I wanted to have that, and I did.
Perfect.
You know, and even going back, you know, years and years and years ago, like Sim City, you know, I if you had told me that I would spend 100 hours doing basically nothing except laying out grids, you know, so give me something that I don't know that I want, that it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really want EA to put that interoperability between the Vita and PS3 games in.
That would be very nice.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because I used to play everything on PS3, but then switched everything to Xbox because of people like Fourth String. So it's thanks, true. Guys. Sorry. But hey, I would jump ship right back to PlayStation if you give me my $80 PS3 and Vita version with cross, whatever they call the cross thing.
Crossplay?
Maybe they make up a new word.
They would.
Like transfaring. Trans-yay sporting. No, I don't think that's going to work. But I should trademark that just in case.
It's in both games?
It's in these games.
It's in these games.
Excellent. That might be the title.
It's in these games.
EA Sports. It's in these games.
I just found that a lot funnier than I should have.
It's late. It's like 1:30 in Newfoundland.
It's crazy in the Atlantic time zone right now. Who did I miss? Greg Stewart.
You can go to our totally not virus-ridden PlayerOnePodcast.com.
Wear a condom. Control tab before you go.
Yeah, wear an internet condom, please, before you go there. To check out Player One Podcast, weekly video game podcast. And also, if you like old Genesis games, and who doesn't, go to YouTube and look up my channel, or I can't remember the name of my channel, so I'm just going to give you the name of the show. It's a series called Generation 16. It's going through the old Genesis Mega Drive games in chronological order. I'm up to like episode 6 now. It's awesome, if I do say so myself. I'm told it's awesome, so please go watch it. Generation 16 awesome. On YouTube.
Yeah, it is awesome, and you know, I've said it 1,000 times, but I'll say it again. Player One Podcast, my all-time favorite show. I love it. You should love it, too.
Me, too.
I think there's only 43 more episodes, right? No, 33 more episodes.
Don't even go there. You guys are
going to stop at 350, right? That's what I heard. I
hated that joke.
Why? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was really worried for a minute. There was like one part where I was like, wait, hold on, really?
Yeah.
And then the podcast ended, and I was like, oh, no.
and then next week, another one.
And then a week later, it's right back.
I mean, a lot of shows have been ending recently. It's pretty upsetting. Like, Totally Rad Show.
They should do some Kickstarters.
Well, I thought we were going to kickstart Phil something so that he can pay some bills. No?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
We should, you know what we should do? We should have Rich auction off one of his 9 Wii U's that he ordered.
I only have 2 left, so.
I mean, I'm going to come down there
and take one of which I'm actually using on a regular basis.
All right, Pete Dodd. Awesome.
I have a podcast at FYI.com. That
with a great theme song, by the way.
Does that get confusing to you, your own name of your podcast?
Yeah, it comes from an old co-host who's now part of Critical Strike. But he had a person in his office that would just say, "For your FYI, I just wanted you to know." Like, he didn't. That person did not understand that the FY was for your already. So we decided to name the show that, and yeah, it confuses everyone, and if you don't know the story, like, having an in-joke for the name of your show is really dumb. And then, evidently, our show confuses people because we don't have an introduction either. So, if you want to just get freaked out and confused, go to FYFYI.com, and I also have a bunch of I do Vita reviews and videos and stuff that are all there as well.
No. Be honest. You do every Vita review.
Yeah.
I used to do every. I've lost some steam in that regard. It's hard to keep up the enthusiasm when you're paying money out instead.
When your wife's so angry at you all the time.
That too.
Yeah, because when I asked Rich, I'm like, Rich, who knows about PS Vita? He was like, Pete Dodd.
Just I think the whole internet would have told you Pete Dodd.
Yes. I was going to make a joke during the introductions that I was the foremost authority on the Vita, and the joke was going to be that, like, I know more than Sony, and that's not because I'm awesome, it's because Sony's so bad at things.
Well, I still, like one of the defining moments for the Vita for me was the announcement of the PS1 compatibility. What a mess, because they did the press release, and there was, what, 8 games on the thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And an hour later, NeoGAF had uncovered that there were more like 30 that were actually compatible.
Yeah, Sony is completely inept. Well, but I like their games a lot.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, Pete knew Field Runners can be played on the Vita. So he just wasted more of my money. Thank you so much.
Yeah, if this particular episode has done nothing else, it's probably cost me about $200.
I know. It's gave me a nice little list.
But that's okay, because they'll be well worth.
All right.
It's PS Plus. That's the only thing. You can even just edit this whole show down. Yes. Like, what do you guys think of the Vita? Get PS Plus.
PS Plus. And
that's our show for this week.
All right. So I guess anybody else got any closing thoughts? No? 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 All right. No, but if you guys really have something to say.
Good night, Newfoundland.
All right. All right. Well, then for, let's see who we got. For Rich, Pete, Greg, and all of our friends in the United Mexican States.
Yes!
And Bridgetown, Barbados, the first alphabetical town in Atlantic time zone. That's been That Sports Gamer Show for this week, and we'll see you again sometime. You should download this on your Vita. I bet you could probably do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go search for glasses.
You will enjoy yourself.